The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, Telesouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of Telesouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, the program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to our show, Hope, in downtown Corinth, Mississippi, on a beautiful Thursday morning. I'm here with our host, Tommy Wilson. He is under the weather. He feels good in his body, but his throat has not come back yet. So he sounds a little bit like a frog. And so he'll be talking, but he wanted me to do most of it this morning. So welcome to you. And also Ronnie Martin, who is the director of the Freedom Center. Ronnie, how you doing? And how are the guys doing?
I'm good, Bobby. Thank you. The guys are great. You know, we just got through with a huge day yesterday. You know, two of the guys got baptized at Goat Island. Then we went to Grace Chapel. Kirby shared, had a great message, great day. But, you know, we're still full. We've got 12 guys. Corey graduates today. And then we got two guys coming in, hopefully the first of next week.
Good.
So it's always.
Always rolling. Always full and always two leaving and two coming.
It's revolving.
Coming and going, yep. And that's good. That means people are getting help and they're getting the hope of the gospel. And Tommy is here. He's the head guy of Living Free Ministries and also of the Freedom Center and also of the Corinth Mattress Store and also of the Wilson franchise.
Many hats.
We're the reason I'm down.
Yeah, exactly. we're tickled to have him with us this morning and amongst the living. He's had a rough week and been down in the body a little bit, but the Lord's brought him back around, and he was able to do his aunt's funeral yesterday, yeah. And was able to be at the baptism, and so God's strengthening him, and we're glad to have him here.
We got one of our guys that's been part of our Living Free program for a while. Him and his wife's having a baby this morning, Stinnett Price.
Oh,
his
cool.
Wife's
yeah.
Having a baby.
Yeah.
Another baby was born yesterday, Eddie and Chelsea Parker's baby. We need to be praying. It came early, like 31 weeks
okay.
or so. So
yeah.
Be praying for that family. And that baby, the baby weighed 4 pounds and something. So it's on its way to be a healthy baby.
Yeah.
So just
good
be
deal.
Praying for them families.
Yeah, good deal. And we have another special guest with us, another graduate. And Corey was with us before and made it like, oh man, so close. He'll tell you the story, but and then the Lord brought him back, and he's graduating today, and really, man, he has a great story. You'll enjoy it, just because you know the things that the Lord had to teach him are really special. They're going to be helpful to you because we do. Well, I don't know how to say this except simply, God is persistent with us. Not only is He our Lord and our Savior, and He loves us, but He continues to let us see that we're not yet dependent on Him. He continues to let us see that we don't yet trust Him. He continues to let us see that we still want to go our own way. And He does that in a way that's gracious and kind and loving, but it feels painful in the moment. And so, what's his whole job is to glorify His Son through us. His whole job is to wean us off of ourselves and onto Jesus. He's done that in Corey's life. You'll hear his story in the second segment. And I'm really tickled to be here today. I'm Bobby Capps. I'm the director of Crosswind and the director of Crosswind's Biblical Counseling Center. And we provide counseling services at the Freedom Center and also for the community at large. And we are glad to be here with you this morning. Tommy, how you feeling about life, man?
Well, I'm up. Let's put it that way. I'm pretty good for a few hours a day right now. Let me give an update on the land out there on Alquinson School Road, our future campus of the Freedom Center. There's no movement on it right now. They have been a lot of movement. It's paid for. Tyler Pittman and his crew had been on there and cleared off some land, cleared off some spots, kind of gave us an idea of what we're going to build at and things. We do have a path that you can drive down in there now and look. If you'd like to go there and pray for it and just see the future campus, we invite you to do that. And if you'd like to get a hold of us to show you, we would be glad to do that too.
So happy. I hear person after person talking to Tommy, talking to me, talking to the rest of our staff about just ideas about getting the churches out there to just prayer walk the place. And I'm just telling you, if you're a pastor, or if you're a deacon or an elder at one of the churches, you know, and you want to take a group of guys out or a group of gals out and pray over the land and the people that are going to be there, please do that. Please let us know. We'll come with you. We'll sponsor the trip and come out and take you around.
The address is 75 County Road 218, Corinth. If you turn off 72... going to Alcorn Central, it's about a mile there on your left. You'll see pine loaded up front close to the road, but there's a road right there that you can drive down into.
Yeah, we've got a banner type sign out there where you can see it. It's down kind of where the on Central School Road, where that tower, there's a water tower, where the fire tower is.
Yeah.
For those of you who have been here for a while, and for those of you newbies, you'll find it if you put that in your GPS.
But we would love for people to see it. You know, there's three ways to be a part of it. Of course, we need you to be praying for it and praying for the future of it. Participate. Go and walk it. Let us know. We'd love to share a vision with you, see how y'all can be involved, participate by walking the campus and praying. We'll be having a service there pretty soon, I feel like, just to kind of get people on the place. And then, of course, we need partnerships. We need a lot of partnerships to make this happen. It's a big undertaking, but we feel like this time next year we may be in a building project.
Well, awesome. And also we're thankful Ronnie is beginning a
transition
home, a second phase. For a lot of our guys, when they leave the Freedom Center, don't have a place to go, or they need some time to really get their wheels under them, to get back to work, to get stable. And we have needed this kind of transition home for a long time. Sometimes what we have to do is keep some of the guys with us just until they can get their wheels under them and stuff like that. And Ronnie is opening up a home to be able to do that. We'll have some additional space once we move on the big campus a couple, 3 years from now. To use the building that we're in now for that, or you know, who knows what the Lord wants to do. He might start a women's center there. Who knows? But we don't know. But we are glad to be able to do this step right now. It's going to be a big help for a lot of our guys. And, you know, some of them are really afraid, like, what do I do now? I mean, Corey has a family and a business to go back to. I tell you, some guys really don't, and they really need a few minutes to get their wheels under them, and so I'm thankful for that, and that'll be launching in the next little while, and so um, So we're going to take a break. Ronnie, tell about our sponsors. Let me just say, before he lists you guys off, we're so thankful for our community. I was just telling, I met one of the Muckety Mucks here at the radio station this morning, and he's traveling around. He's from the big capital city or something, and so, you know, he's kind of one of these highfalutin fellers. And but I met him this morning and just said, you know, you've come to one of the most gracious communities that you'll ever be in, to a community that loves people, that really wants to help them, that supports not-for-profits. You know, it's surprising how wonderful this community is. I'm shocked by it all the time. And for 5 years, you've let us come to you every Thursday morning and tell you the good stuff that's happening in our ministries and the good, and talk to you about struggles and this and that and the next thing and how God has hope for those type of things. And you've done that for 5 years. So we're glad to have our sponsors to have kept our radio show going. And who are those guys, Ronnie?
They are Corinth Mattress and Furniture Outlet, 3 miles west of High Prices.
Got a big sale going on right now.
Yeah. Nick Bain, a law firm here in Corinth. Holler at him for all your legal needs. Daniel Arthur at the local Subways. He's got a new place over on Shiloh. Go by and get you cookies.
Yeah.
Footlongs.
Footlong meatball, dozen cookies.
Wilco Real Estate Group, holler at them for all of your real estate needs. They won't let you down. You know, they stay on top of it till you get the closing done. Crosswind Ministry, Truett Brown, Angel Quinn, and Bobby Caps. The Dinner Bell, Melissa, call them for a steak, fish. They've got plate lunches of all kinds. Gatlin's Pharmacy, they're in Tishomingo. Bart and Dawn Doran, first-class people, and also first-class folks, is Magnolia Funeral Home. Jim and Sheila Calvary, great people, first-class people doing first-class things. And last but not least, Jeff Green on 72 across from the mattress store. He does all our guys' heads, and he's a heck of a barber. Goodbye and see you.
Jar full of bubble gum.
Yeah, and we're thankful. And one of the things that's really been challenging for Tommy is he hasn't had anybody to sell anything to this week or promote or anything. And so he's gnawing at the bits to start promoting stuff. And so we're glad to have him back. And but we're going to take a break. On the flip, we're going to be talking to Corey Crum.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
The Dinner Bell remains one of the top local dining establishments in Corinth, Mississippi, with numerous awards over the years as Best Salad Bar, Best Steakhouse, Best Overall Restaurant, Best Lunch and Dinner under $10 for the Crossroads area. Deli Plate Lunch and Dinner Special with details found on the Dinner Bell Steak and Fish Facebook page. For delicious food at affordable prices, you can now order online. Visit DinnerBellCorinth.com. Join the rewards program to earn points for free food and exclusive discounts. Order online, DinnerBellCorinth.com.
Bain Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Baines & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Baines & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back, everybody, to Hope, and we're glad to be back and glad to have Corey with us. He's a graduate of our Freedom Center, and Corey, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Corey Crum. I live here in Corinth, Mississippi. I'm 47 years old, not 37.
Which is 37.
Yeah.
Yep, 47 years old, and tell us about your journey, man. What got you here? You know, just tell us about what's going on with you.
What got me here? Well, just getting in a bad place spiritually, and forgetting who I was in the Lord, and letting my life get in a mess.
Yep, there you go.
How long has that been going on, Corey?
Well, my addiction started when I was around 22, and then that lasted for 12 years, and I got sober for 6 years after I got out of drug. Well, when I got in drug court, and then
so you had really good accountability there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I had 3 years on drug court, and I spent a couple years out of drug court clean, and then. You know, just some things happened in life, and I didn't handle them well, and here I am.
Yep, good deal. Well, what's the Lord done for you? I mean, you know what? Tell me. Okay, so you're an unique case. You almost made it literally last week, for Monday of the last week, last time, all 3 months, and then this time you've like sailed through, and what's the difference? I mean, like, what happened, you know?
Well, the difference would be that mainly just concentrating on what the Lord has for me to do today. You know, you gave me a book to read, and in reading that book, I came across something in there that really, really pointed to me that, hey, don't worry too much about what's going on tomorrow. Don't stay in what happened yesterday. Concentrate on what the Lord has for you to do today, and that's one of the biggest things that's made a difference this time around.
Yeah, well, let me tell you what I've seen. It's like, you know, first version of Corey was, you know, always had an answer for everything, always was doing this and that and the next thing, you know what I mean? Kind of leaning in. And to be fair, I mean, you knew stuff, you know what I mean? You'd been around, you know what I mean? Not only been around recovery, but you'd been around the scriptures, you'd been around, you know, I mean, so, but like this time it's like, no, I'm here to learn. I'm here for the Lord to help me. You know, I don't have it all together. I need Him. And that's what it felt to me like, you know, it's like the big shift that I saw in you was like, this is this Corey who's ready to receive from the Lord, receive from his people, even the guys in the rehab, you know what I mean? And just grow and figure it out and trust the Lord. And I just felt like that a lot more of that kind of resigned myself, trust the Lord thing happened in you. Would you say that, or did you see that, or no?
Yes, sir. Well, early on, about week two in the program, I did a little self-evaluation, and I asked myself, I said, well, what's the role that the Lord wants me to play here? I mean, what do I do right now in this journey in my life? And the answer was, you be a student. You know, you take in what you can, you learn what you can, and that's what I've tried to do.
Yeah, get your heart and mind open, you know, let me help you, let me teach you, and you did it. And so I'm thankful for that. I feel like God has helped you and he has taught you. And as you know, the rubber's got to hit the road. We still have to figure out, you know, what's going on inside of us when the real world hits. And I'm, you know what I mean? And all this kind of stuff. And most of you guys are scared to death when you leave. You know what I mean? Because, you know, it's like, oh, I keep, you know, getting out there and thinking I'm going to do okay and stumbling. You know what I mean? And so what is the hope of, you know, what's the hope now?
Well, I was telling Ronnie this morning, you know, and I've been doing it the last couple of days, getting closer to the end, and I tend to try to put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if something is not going the way that I want it to go, I want to go make it go that way.
Yeah.
And I need to slow down and listen to the Lord and just let him do it.
Yeah.
And that is
that whole thing. I mean, we're so used to just like trying to make the thing happen instead of just sitting there and walking with the Lord. He doesn't let us, he's holding our hand today. He's not acting as if tomorrow's already come. He's going to take us right where we need to go. He doesn't show us the way. He is the way. So what that means is I have to walk with him. If he showed me the way, I wouldn't have to walk with him. I could just go, you know, but he is the way. So I have to walk with him in order to know the way. That slows me down, right? Because he says, take no thought for tomorrow. Today's got enough trouble of its own, right? And so I have to slow down and walk with him. And that's what the Lord's showing you. And but he also shows us like, oh, this is what I'm getting anxious about this, right? Because I'm trying to, like, solve something.
Yes.
I can wait on the Lord. He is the solution to the problem. I can wait on him. I can stay in step with him, keep in step with him, right? I can walk in the Spirit, and the rest of this stuff will work. You know, it really will. I can seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto me. And so I appreciate that. You've been a blessing to us and blessing to the guys, and looking forward to hearing what the Lord has put on your heart tonight at your graduation. And you're invited, by the way, to come to the graduation, no matter where you are. Who's feeding us tonight?
Our friends from Casa Methodist Church. They do it the third Thursday of every month. Been doing it for years. So big shout out to Pastor Randy and that whole crew there. It's a church that's really involved in the community and does a lot of local mission stuff. So I'm
thankful. Yeah, they are definitely a missionary church if there ever was one. And so we're thankful for them. They'll be feeding us this evening. And you'll be hearing from Corey what God's put on his heart and from others. And so
that starts at 6 o'clock tonight at Living Free Rocky. Kick off with a little music. And then Corey will share. He'll be presented his certificate of completion of the Freedom Center.
Which number will he be?
I think
70 something, right?
I'm not 78 or 9.
78. Wow. Yeah. Awesome.
78 or 79. Our friend Lord Travis there gets him a Bible. So we're all excited about graduation. Graduation's a big day. For us, we make it a big day because it is a big day.
Yeah. Let me celebrate this gal who gets Bibles for the guys. What's her name again?
Laura Travis.
Laura Travis, yes. Yeah. And I had a good talk with her when she was about 30 Bibles in. And, you know, she doesn't get some little slacky Bible. These things cost some money, you know. And she gets them a really nice Bible, gets her names put on it, and she's done this with every one of our graduates. You know, you just figure what a nice Bible costs. Those of you who know what nice Bibles cost know. And think of it times 78. And that's what she's given. She wanted every single one of our guys when they graduated to know that the thing that's going to keep you going is the Word of God. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And she wants that to be physically in the hand of every one of our graduates. Nice, new, good Bible that they can study to show themselves approved unto God, workmen that need not to be ashamed. And so I just love her for that. I'm so thankful for that. It's a precious ministry. It's just something the Lord laid on her heart. She has had to spend some money, and we're very thankful, man. And out of her own pocket, so I'm just so grateful for her ministry to the guys.
People in our community finding their place to do something special.
That's what it is, and it's like, you know, it's like, well, I don't know how to help. Well, guess what? That was the way she found to help.
Yeah.
You know, and the Lord has something for you. I mean, he'll teach you what it is. It may be something completely other than that, and likely will be, because she's already doing that. And so, but I'm very, very thankful, and thankful for her ministry. And on the other side of the break, we'll see you, and we'll talk some more with Corey Crum.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620.
Are you a chef or a cook? Tired of the same old kitchen routine? Craving a fresh challenge? Well, the Dinner Bell is currently looking for talented, passionate cooks to join the dynamic team. The Dinner Bell offers a fun and supportive work environment, competitive pay, and the opportunity to showcase your culinary skills in what has been voted the best restaurant in Corinth. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, we want to hear from you. Apply in store today, but you must be available to work nights and weekends. The Dinner Bell, where passion for food meets a rewarding career.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trim and shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson, Car Mattress Furniture Outlet right here in Corinth, Mississippi. Listen, our guys have been remodeling their stores. I've been on the road finding deals. Man, have I got the deals. It's the best one yet. Top name brand, King and Queens $399, Fools $299. Never been that cheap, may never be that cheap again. You come see us, and don't forget, you got to come 3 miles west of High Prices.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Well, we welcome you back to our third segment today. I'm just used to doing that. I wasn't going to do that. Bobby is the MC today, but let me get a few words in.
Please.
Corey, I'm grateful that you came back, that you completed this course. Corey comes from a good family that's involved in a local church here. Corey told you about his struggles. You know, that's just, no family is exempt from that.
Yeah, and his sister, by the way, is a recent graduate and a therapist at Region 4. Is it 4 or 3? Or I think it's 4, right? Here,
yeah,
right?
Here,
yeah, Region 4. And so we're tickled about that. That's been a long journey for her, and thankful that the Lord's helped her in that area too.
So this program will be downloaded on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. It will have Corey's name on the top of it. Sometime today, tomorrow, Alex will download this, put it up on our webpage. You can always go back and listen to any of our shows. If you're out of town, you can listen to our shows online. It's supertalk.fm Corinth. You can get us anywhere in the world on that. So that's always a great way to listen to us, and we look forward to every Thursday, especially on a graduation day. And Corey, let me ask you a couple questions, and Bobby can feed off of that. These other Corey Crumbs in our neighborhood. You've got friends. You grew up here. You're 47-year-old. You finished a local high school. The sheriff come in our program a week or two ago and said, "Man, didn't we finish school together?" Yeah. And so, I mean, you're known in this community. What would you tell these guys that may be struggling?
The most courageous thing you'll ever do is ask for help.
What does that look like?
It just, I mean, people don't want to ask for help. People think that if they ask for help that they're weak. They feel like that, and that's really just pride in them, and they need to get rid of it. But, you know, when you actually do say, "Hey, I need help, I'm going to find somebody that can help me," you're doing more for yourself and everybody involved in your life and really everybody in the world than you ever could by trying to handle things on your own.
Yeah, very, very good. And courage, the way I like to think about it as a counselor, is courage is the willingness to face my fear. And the fear is not gone. It's there. But yet I step into it anyways. In other words, like you're afraid, you know, like, oh, my goodness, you know, there's shame that comes along with it. And like, oh, I'm afraid to, like, show that I've been a mess again. You know what I mean? And, oh, and I'm afraid of this, and I'm afraid how everybody's going to take it. I'm afraid if I'm going to be able to go through it. And all the stuff, you know, there's finances, there's all this kind of stuff. But I'm just promising you something about addiction. It could care less about any of that. Because it will just take you to the grave. It doesn't care about you. It has you. You're bound. The Bible says that we have been taken away by the devil to do his will. And that's what it is. We're trapped. We're locked up. And we're taken away. And then God, by his grace, brings us to a place where we can face that reality. And like Corey said, it takes courage to pick the phone up, though, and to face the reality. And it is a courageous thing. And courage doesn't mean strong, by the way. It just means I'm willing to face it. And you know, there's a lot of knee knockers that face their fears, and God helps them. And so you can come trembling. We don't care. You know what I mean? A lot of people are. But the courage to pick up the phone and say, "I'm really in trouble. My family's really upside down." I talked to a guy on the way in who is, his life is falling apart. He's really upside down. And I said, "Well, you've just done the one thing that Corey just said. You've made the phone call, and which is the beginning of you getting taking this situation, you know, and getting better from it." And the Lord, Corey said something. I want to use a verse to let you know what the Lord thinks along the lines of what Corey was saying. He said, "It's just your pride." And there's this verse that we talk a lot about in our center that says God resists the proud. And here's what that means, is that God actively lets you, you want to do you? Well, God will actively let you do you. And then the next phrase says, "But he gives grace to the humble." And the day you pick the phone up, grace is there. And it's grace that led you to pick the phone up. You know what I mean? And so that's exactly right, Corey. You got that right. It takes courage. And you have to let go of your pride. And because God's resisting it, as soon as you let go of it, he's right there. And he was there all along. He's just going to let you do whatever you want to, you know, if you want to run your head into the wall and till you quit.
Corey's had a few texts. We didn't get a text line out today yet, but comment, question, anything about Corey Crum or the show, you can text us at 662-603-9829. Your brother-in-law texted us, said he was really proud of you.
Had a really sweet text from Christy, his sister.
Craig Johnson texted, wanted to know he was proud of you. My niece's text, something you said was part of her devotion. So, and your sister's text and things. So you've had already several text messages and encouragement. So you graduate tonight. You've completed that part of the journey, but the journey just starts. What's next for you, Corey? What are you going to do now?
Well, I'm going back to work tomorrow. I'm going to move into the transition house for a while. I don't feel like living by myself is really a great option for a while. I need to keep the accountability around. And I'm going to do whatever I can to help out any of y'all's ministries, whatever y'all. I mean, if y'all need me to do anything, all you got to do is ask, and I'll be glad to.
Well, every time you walk through the administration part of our building, there's a table there that's nine guys' certificate. They sat in that seat right there, finished their program, and they went on home, and they didn't make it. So it's life and death. And that's kind of a remembrance of that, but it's also a way we honor them guys. It's also an alert for every guy that's out there. So it's serious. You've been in a safe place for the last 12 weeks. You've been in church meetings, groups, every day for 12 weeks. And now, you're going back to work. That'll be doing what?
Landscaping and mowing and just all that kind of
His
stuff.
Family has a landscaping company, and so he's going to go back to work, and that's really good. I mean, that's a very important thing, to get back to work and be productive, and of course, that's never been your problem. You've always been a good worker guy. And
I will say this, looking back, hindsight being 2020, looking back on my past experiences, I feel like one of the biggest things I have to do is learn to separate conviction from shame.
Good. Say more about that.
Well, I mean, when you get convicted, that's godly. If you go ahead and repent of it, take care of it right then the shame will never set in. But when the shame sets in, it gets a lot harder.
Yeah, isolates you, because we don't want to show ourselves. We're afraid, that we're now less than and not worth helping and all that kind of stuff, because we've done something that's bad, and we've let ourselves down, we've let our community down, we've let our families down, and we feel the weight of that. And so what we want to do is hide and withdraw. But the problem is that we're hurting and we need help. And if you hide and withdraw, you just need to keep medicating more, because you're filled with shame. And so, it's like, Lord's calling me, but he's not calling me into a corner. He's calling me back into community. We don't fall out of grace. We fall into grace. And so many guys, what they do is they just keep falling away from it instead of falling into it. Fall back into the arms of your Savior. Fall into the arms of his people. Fall back into him. And that's what you're saying. And I totally amen that. I mean, it is the thing that keeps us down longer than we ought to be, away longer than we ought to be, is we blow it. And the shame literally says, oh, here I go again. I'm such a, whatever. And we hear all the lies. I'm never going to get over this. I'm such a this and that. We tear ourselves apart and all this kind of stuff, instead of saying, man, God is my strength. I'm going to his people. I'm going to his word. I'm going to him to get help. And that's what we need to do. And it's hard to do that. But I tell you what, the guys that do it, they end up, the stumbling is less and less, and they end up getting their wheels under them over time.
Well, I figure the guys at the center is listening to you right now, Corey. Brother Jim Knowlton just sent a text congratulating you and how proud he is of you. But what would you tell your brothers there at the center that some of them's just come in, some of them's just starting this journey, some of them's about to graduate? We got another graduation in a couple weeks. What would you tell them guys?
God has given you a plan. A plan only works if you trust the process.
There you go.
Well, and that process you know, looks different for a lot of folks. And some people goes through the valleys a long time. Some people don't stay in a valley that long.
Mm-hmm.
But still, it's a process.
Absolutely.
And it's still trusting the Lord no matter what. You've been in this mess for a long time. What would you tell your family today? Your mom, dad, your daughter, your sisters?
I love you.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I think they've proved that to you. I mean, yeah. Your mom and dad has been beside you.
I'm more in line with just trying to show and tell, but I will tell them that I love them.
Yeah, that's so good. Well, and one of the things that we want to do is that, like, it's hard. We don't trust ourselves, actually. I think that's smart. You know what I mean? Our families don't trust us. I think that's smart, too. You know who I trust in? My trust is in the Lord. I don't trust in man. I don't trust in Bobby Cavs. You can bet on that. You know what I mean? I know me. And but I trust the Lord. And I know that if I walk with him, he's faithful. And when I'm not faithful, he's faithful. And he doesn't stumble. I stumble. He doesn't. He doesn't trip up. I trip up. And so when our hope is in the Lord and when we're walking with the Lord, we're safe. And that's our comfort. It really is our comfort. And over time, we become to trust that, and it becomes a part of our life. And that's what we look forward to. Well, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, we're going to wrap it up. Corey Crum, our beloved friend, we're so thankful for you and thankful for what God's done in your life. Looking forward to the next things. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Magnolia Funeral Home, your locally owned and operated funeral home in Corinth, Mississippi, with locations on both Highway 45 and 72. With the only on-site crematory in the area, you have peace and assurance with your loved ones as they never leave the care of Magnolia Funeral Home. We also know it can be heartbreaking to miss a service, but it's not always feasible to attend. With our state-of-the-art secure software, all services are digitally streamed and available worldwide free of charge. All funeral homes are not the same. Magnolia Funeral Home strives to set ourselves apart to be the most caring and go beyond what is expected.
All right, men, are you tired of those chain salon haircuts? Come on down to Jeff's Barbershop, where we keep it old school. With 19 years of experience, Jeff's offers classic cuts and good old conversation. At Jeff's Barbershop, you're not just a number like at one of those modern stylists. You're family here. Haircuts are $20, while beard trimming shampoos are $10 at Jeff's Barbershop. Open weekdays 8 to 5 and Saturdays till noon. Located at 1100 Highway 72 West in Corinth. Walk-ins always welcome at Jeff's Barbershop.
Here's to choice. To making your voice be heard. To getting exactly what you want. Especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Ronnie Martin.
Welcome back to our final segment. We're wrapping it up this morning. Thank you, Corey, for sharing with us. And thank you for all the updates that we've had. We've still got a full house. Freedom Center, more are coming.
If you want help, please go to our webpage.
Yes.
CorinthFreedomCenter.com.
CorinthFreedomCenter.com.
That is the start of everything. If you'll go to that and fill that application out. If you're not a fit for our program, we're in touch with programs all around the state, and we'll find you a program that fits your need. Or
it's super easy. It's low barrier. I mean, there's no problem. You just click on it. Basically, you're putting your name and a phone number where we can get back to you, and we'll get back to you same day, and we'll start the process. And like Tommy said, if you're not a good fit for our program for whatever reason, we know tons of programs around the neighborhood, and we'll find you some place to go, and we'll even take you.
Yeah,
you don't have to worry about it. When you click on that website, you can do it right off your phone. CorinthFreedomCenter.com. You can do it right off your phone. Just fill that real fast thing out. We will get back to you, and your help will begin.
Well, and, you know, from detox to whatever you're looking for, we have outlets.
We don't deal with just substance abuse. If you have gambling problem, if you have sex addiction, whatever you got going on, eating food disorders, whatever it is, you know, we can help.
There is one big issue that we have in town that we're trying to, it's always been an issue and always will be, the homeless population.
Yeah.
We don't house homeless at the Freedom Center. We do have outlets like the shelter at Tupelo. There is things underway trying to get some people housed. I know y'all just got a couple housed not long
ago. Yeah, let me celebrate something with you. For long time, we were working with an organization called out of Jackson, Mississippi, called the Mississippians United to End Homelessness. And Crosswind was able to partner with them and house anybody that we found that was homeless. I mean, it was a fairly easy process. And they actually have been shifting gears over the last couple of years. And now, just recently, the SAFE, which is the domestic violence shelter in Tupelo, has now a new division of housing where we can now again begin to help homeless people in Corinth get housed in Corinth. Our problem before was we had to bring them down to Tupelo. They would get housed there or someplace like that. And a lot of people weren't willing to do that. They're from here. They know what's going on here. Their families are here. Maybe their children they're trying to get back are here or something like that. And so they just weren't willing to be relocated to Tupelo. And so now we have organization that's willing to house people in Corinth. And so we'll be partnering with them. If you need any help in that area, please come by Crosswind, and we'll get you pointed in and headed in the right direction. And so we're very thankful about that. That's a way new development. We're really tickled about it, and because it'll kind of open up our ability to help people that are homeless here in our community. And we just had our first test case. We've had a family who'd been homeless in our neighborhood about 6 weeks or something, and we were able to get a hold of this organization. They housed them within a day, and so we're very, very thankful about that. And so don't hesitate to call Crosswind. To go on our website or just show up at the office between 9 and 3, Monday to Thursday, and we can help you get started on that.
So that's a big need in our area and a big need in our community. And a big shout-out that maybe something's landed for us.
Yeah.
Again, tonight at Living Free Ministries, 6 o'clock, Corey Crum graduates from the Freedom Center. And he'll be sharing a little bit of his journey there tonight and what the last 12 weeks has been like. How would you describe the Freedom Center in 12 weeks?
A loving family to learn from.
Loving family to learn from. That's a good
so
word.
We do have a family, kind of family type atmosphere there and do things together. I mean, it's one big family deal.
We have a lot of guys that come to us from that have been to several rehabs, and that's one of the things that they say, you know, is like they really do feel like it's way more personal and way more relational. You know, we're running around with the guys all the time. We're with them all the time, in formal and informal settings. You know, they don't feel like us and them that much. And we've gotten that feedback from our guys who've been to other places. And so we're really thankful about that. That's a culture that Tommy wanted in our program. And it has really been important to us to maintain it. It has some rough edges because, you know, it doesn't have that tight strictness that some rehabs, you know, have that sometimes we feel like we need, by the way. And but we fail on the grace side. We got evaluated by a management team that really knows a lot about rehabs, and they said, you know, you got to have some law guys and you got to have some grace guys if you want to run this thing. So they gave us this test. We all took the test. All of us were grace guys. And so and so the guy looked at us and said, y'all are in trouble. And it's true. There is a little side of trouble that goes along with it, but we'd rather fail. We'd rather fail on the grace side, and we'd rather walk with these guys and tell them that Jesus loves them until they believe it, and show them that Jesus loves them through our own lives and us loving them. And so I'm thankful for that. That was a very good compliment to us, and we've heard it from other guys.
We will start our fifth year December the 1st. So the first 4 years is under our belt almost, and, you know, it's been a learning
That's an understatement.
Yeah, every day. Mike Tyson said everybody's got a plan till you get knocked in the face.
Yeah.
Well, we've got hit in the face a lot.
Yeah.
And things. But, you know, you just continue to get up and go at it the next day. And a big shout out to our team from Ronnie, Kirby, Kyle, you, Bobby, Clevy, that helps. I mean, we've Jim Knowlton's there right now. All the people.
Truett Brown.
Oh, yeah, Truett.
Truett. Brown.
Yeah,
we have to say that very slowly and very carefully.
Well, he's at the hospital in surgery right now.
Oh, that's right. He ain't listening. That's right. He's in surgery. And so pray for him. He's getting some surgery on his hand. And, of course, Tommy, who really sets a vision for us. And sometimes, honestly, he makes it white-knuckle for us. We're scared to death, you know, at how loosey-goosey he is. But we love it, too. You know what I mean? We don't want it to be another way, but it's just, you know, sometimes we're like, man, we got to get some structure around here. And he's like, okay, you know, but Corey, you can say, you know, there's a lot of structure. We have classes, we have, you know, but we also have this looseness where we are going to love the guys and we are going to take them with us and we are going to do life with them.
Well, we're in a community.
We're in a community a lot, and we're going to keep it that way. And we like it. So
I tell people all the time, I'm just telling you, we're for you. We want to see you make it. The best advertisement we've got is a guy that goes home and does what he's supposed to
That's
do.
That's right, yeah.
You know, so, Bobby, we always close this thing out with the reading of Jude. I'm going to let Corey read it in a minute, but I want to invite everybody tonight to Living Free Ministry, 6 o'clock, Kossuth Methodist feeding us. Big shout out to them. Corey will be sharing a little more of his journey and stuff. It'll be a big time. Everyone's invited to come. We always have a big crowd on graduation. Last week, we had standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
So come early. We'll start at 6 o'clock. Corey, why don't you carry us out of here by reading that two verses in Jude.
Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you blameless before the presence of his glory with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, and now, and forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.